While people continue to argue about the genetic links between humans and monkeys, an older branch of the primate family welcomes two new members. A scientist with the Henry Doorly Zoo in Omaha, Nebraska, has identified two new lemur species in Madagascar. Lemurs, with their long tails and bulging eyes, are the oldest branch of the primate family tree. And joining us now from Madagascar is Russ Mittermeier, the president of Conservation International and an expert on lemurs. Thanks very much for joining us.
Hi, how are you?
Is this a big deal for primatologists?
Well, it is a big deal because we're learning a lot about these animals in Madagascar and in other parts of the tropical world, and it's indicative of how little we know about biodiversity, about the full range of life that's out there. If we can still find new species of primates, imagine how many other kinds of animals and plants are out there that we haven't discovered yet.
Now, I understand you have a dinner date in the next couple of days with a scientist who actually discovered these lemurs, Edward Lewis. Is it champagne time?
Oh, yeah, I think that it should be. And he has another three in the works right now that should be coming out sometime in the next 6 months, we hope, which will bring us up to a total of just about 70 different kinds of lemurs, which is really quite remarkable because I did a field guide to the lemurs just about 10 years ago now, and at that time there were 50 different kinds. So just in the past decade, scientists have come up with another 20 different kinds. And it's not over yet. I know for a fact that Ed has several others up his sleeve based on information he's collected recently.
Well, describe, for those of us who've not been to Madagascar or unfortunately have not read your book, describe lemurs for us and what makes these new ones distinctive.
Lemurs are a distinct branch of primates. They're called prosimians, which distinguishes them from monkeys and apes, and ourselves, of course, because we're also primates. And they look quite different. Although they have some of the basic primate features, they don't look what you would expect a monkey to look like. And there's actually quite a range of lemurs. They range in size from the mouse lemurs, which are tiny little things, about 30 grams, all the way up to the Indri, which looks like a cross between a teddy bear and a giant panda and jumps from tree to tree like a kangaroo, and that one can get up to about 20 pounds and is about 3 feet in height. So there's quite a range of lemurs, and in fact, there were a whole bunch more just in the past 2,000 years. We've lost about 15 different kinds of giant lemurs, some of which grew to be larger than gorillas. So Madagascar has this unique gradation, this unique group of primates that are found nowhere else in the world. They're very special animals. And these animals that Ed has discovered now are distinguished in a variety of different ways. They have different color patterns, different hair patterns. They have a different genetic makeup. They have different morphological features. So it's a fairly fine difference. It's an expert that would have to look at them to be able to tell them apart. But now with this genetic information that we increasingly have available to us, we can really distinguish these animals quite well.
Two questions about lemurs in general. One, those wonderful tails, can they grip things with those? Are they prehensile? And also those big eyes, does that suggest that these are nocturnal creatures?
Well, the two new species that Ed is describing are in fact nocturnal. About half the lemurs are nocturnal, and the other half are diurnal. Lemurs, however, don't have prehensile tails. The only primates that have prehensile tails are some of the South American monkeys, not all.
The so-called New World monkeys, yes.
Yes, the so-called New World monkeys, but of the 18 different genera, the 18 different main groups of New World monkeys, only 6 genera have prehensile tails. So it's by no means across the board with the New World monkeys either. But the lemurs use their tails, and you know, to balance when they're jumping around through the trees. And the interesting thing about the lemurs is you've got these 70 different kinds of primates that occur only on the island of Madagascar and nowhere else. There's a couple that have been introduced to the nearby Comores, but that's what we call 100% endemism. So you've got a huge portion of the diversity of the primates, of the order of which we ourselves are a part, that's found only in this Texas-sized island, 90% of which has already been lost.
Are they alone there because divided away from the rest of Africa there, they didn't have to compete against our more aggressive cousins?
what happened was Madagascar separated from the African mainland about 160 million years ago, which was well before the primates appeared on the scene. They appeared about 60 million years ago. The monkeys only appeared about 30 million years ago. So at some point, about, you know, sometime 30, 40 million years ago, maybe 50 million years ago, the ancestor of the lemurs rafted across through an accident and took hold in this, on this island where there was very little in the way of competition. And they found these empty niches and they exploded out into a whole range of different kinds of animals, different kinds of primates that actually filled niches that were filled by other groups of animals in other parts of the world. This giant lemur that existed, it's called Archaeoindris, which was rather like a giant ground sloth from the Americas, now extinct species. And there was one that looked like a and behaved like a tree sloth from South America. There was another giant one that looked like an Australian koala. So there was a really exciting diversity of species that went extinct. And, of course, what remains is also still very, very interesting.
Well, Russ, stay with us, if you would. Joining us now on the phone is Lee Simmons, and he's the director of the Henry Doorly Zoo in Omaha, Nebraska. And first of all, congratulations.
Well, yeah, we're very excited and happy about the fact that after 6 years, we got the first, Ed's got his first publications out there, and we think a fair number more to come. We know, actually, a fair number more to come.
And the scientist who works for you, Edward Lewis, by being the discoverer of these two new species, he gets to name them. What did he pick?
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's the kind of the accepted protocol that has existed forever. That the discoverer gets to not only describe them but to name them, and that is assuming, of course, they pass peer review. And these first two have passed peer review, and there are some others that are in the process of peer review by, you know, the other recognized experts in the field.
And what names did he pick for these two that he's already confirmed?
Well, the one he simply named, the smaller and lighter colored of the two, he simply named after the area that it was found in. And since I don't have it right in front of me,
oh, I see. Okay.
It's difficult for me to pronounce it because it's a Malagasy name. But the other one is Lepilemur coeli. They're both Lepilemurs, and named in honor of Dr. Ulysses S. Seal, who was the chairman of the Conservation Breeding Specialist Group, which is a specialist group of the IUCN. And Dr. Seal, or Uli as well, all name, is kind of considered to be one of the founders of the fathers of conservation biology in North America, which kind of almost by default means the world, and probably has, in my opinion, has had more impact, more positive impact on the way we do conservation, both in situ in the field and certainly on the way the zoo world does conservation than any other person. There are certainly a lot of other folks that have made a lot of effort and had a lot of positive impact on conservation and the ways individuals and scientists and institutions do conservation. But Uli has had a huge impact, and so Ed
decided to honor him. An alert producer has delivered the name of the other species. It's the Mitsinjo, and I'm sure I'm mispronouncing it, but Mitsinjo sportive lemur. And anyway,
yes.
You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
Yes.
And Lee Simmons, let me ask you, why is a zoo in Omaha doing sponsoring research on lemurs in Madagascar?
Well, primarily because, number one, it needs to be done. Number two, zoos have evolved and changed pretty dramatically over the past 15 or 20 years, in that we're simply, you know, not working inside our own fences, and so there's a great deal of effort being done by zoos in situ and in conservation. And the other thing is that you have to recognize that when it comes to accomplishments like this, it really comes down to having an individual who has a fire in their belly to do the this kind of work. To because this is Ed has spent anywhere from 6 to 9 months a year for the past 6 years in the field in Madagascar, you know, hiking, climbing, living on rice and beans a lot of the time, wrestling with the politics. You have to have a fire in your belly to actually accomplish something worthwhile and useful to do that, to put that kind of effort in it. And you know, and what I see is that our role in it is that if you're lucky enough to find somebody with that kind of a fire in their belly and that much drive, you know, then as long as it's good science and as long as it's a worthwhile conservation project,
I'm sorry to cut you off, but I did want to ask Russ Mittermeier before we ran out of time. You talked about losing lemur species. We're celebrating the discovery of these two new species, but what is it that's cutting into their numbers? Are they endangered? Is their habitat being reduced?
Well, a very significant part of Madagascar has already been lost. In many ways, it's what we call one of the hotspots, and in many ways, it's the highest priority hotspot on the planet. And you've already got 90% of the original natural vegetation, much of it forest, lost in Madagascar. So we're focusing very heavily in on that roughly 10% or a little bit less that remains intact. And just to give you an idea of scale, that 10% that remains in Madagascar is only about, let's say, three times the size of the state of New Jersey, or maybe about half the size of the of the state of New York. And in that, you've got crammed this incredible diversity of lemurs and a whole range of other species, the vast majority of which are found nowhere else in the world. And I just want to say, complimenting what Dr. Simmons said, that I think it's terrific that a zoo is supporting this. And I might add that the investment by Omaha on this has been quite significant. This is not a trivial investment. It's been a lot of money invested in this program, and Ed Lewis is a real winner.
Ed, Russ Mittermeier, extend him our congratulations when you meet with him for dinner tomorrow night.
I will.
Thank you. Russ Mittermeier, president of Conservation International, joined us by phone from Madagascar. We'd also like to thank Lee Simmons, director of the Hart Dooley Zoo in Omaha, joined us by phone from Nebraska. Ira's here tomorrow with Science Friday in Washington. I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.